of the intermediate and this is our last meeting for the year. Can I first have an indication in terms of apologies?
Yes, no apologies were received for today's meeting.
No apologies for today's meeting. So, members would remember that upon tabling of the 2016 MTVPS by the Finance Minister, the committee engaged in various activities such as joint briefings, and also we conducted hearings. We also had joint committee meetings to solicit public and stakeholders' inputs. We also had permanent delegates go into their provinces for negotiating and final mandates from respective provinces. And our provinces did make inputs that were found enriching and very valuable in the process. And we also said as committee that some specific recommendations, in fact, as a committee, we also make specific recommendations in the 2016 Division of Revenue Amendment report. So now, also members, we, having gone through this process, we believe that the process today is taking us to more of its logical conclusion in terms of the process of having dealt with the MTVPS broad policy statement. So with today's meeting, this brings an end, more or less the end on the MTVPS process, but this exercise is part of the broader budget process. You all of us know when we come back, it will be after the State of the Nation, the Minister's presentation on the budget. So, after the finalization of the committee reports, we will table our report in the House during tomorrow's plenary. And I want to say, members, that words cannot express the appreciation of the participation of members, the support staff, and all role players in this process. It's quite a process that really relies on cooperation among all of us and relations that we built over the process. The time frames were very tight, and in some cases, committee program had to be adjusted at short notice. And members and support staff, however, at all times, we were always ready for a disciplined action. So going forward, I want to remind ourselves that we agreed that as chairpersons of finance and appropriation committees, the chairperson of finance here, Honorable Shal, together with his counterpart, Karim, and of course my counterpart in the NA, Honorable Posa, we agree that next year we are going to pursue vigorously the amendments to the money bills will be given priority, so as to enable the committee to amend the Money Bills Act and deal with the tight time frames addressed to enable committees and provinces sufficient time to deal with the budget-related bills. I think all of us agree that, particularly in our current period, we need to pay much more detailed attention in the budget bills, and because of the significance that they play broadly in terms of serving as a catalyst for economic growth and development in the country. So once more, thank you for your valuable contribution that you are making in the committee. I must be upfront about that. And we have always displayed maturity. I think that we are a team that is dealing with the important subject, finance, and we have to grapple with the details necessary. And thanks to the chair of the Finance Committee for the cooperation in several joint meetings and also sharing the time, limited time available to us. Members. So, thanks very much. I will allow that we go in accordance with the agenda. Consideration of the Adjustment Appropriation Bill. And then, yes, Honorable Isaac. adjustment.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just wanted to check with your permission. Are we going to go through the vehemence line by line?
Well, we can. I don't know. Why don't we treat them as they are? Because we have had the interface. We have had areas, or what is it, departments that requested vehemence and those that were agreed. I don't know, members, but you are welcome, whatever way.
Yeah, okay. I think, you know, for the sake of the interest of the community committee as a whole, I just wanted to ask, with your permission, to save time and obviously to be concise, with your permission, we have certain adjustments that we are recommending and suggesting, and I think just for the sake of time, I would ask Honourable de Blanche just to read you a one paragraph note and explain that maybe you could just attach it, just to make it easier for the committee as such. Perhaps if you just allow Honourable de Blanche. Thank you.
Thanks, Honourable de Blanche.
Thank you, Chairperson. As my colleague has said, you know, we have, compiled something. And then obviously on behalf of the Democratic Alliance, we want and we are going to submit these proposals. The proposed amendments are separated into environments which require legislative approval and environments which do not require legislative approval. Further, I request that the aforesaid proposed amendments are formally recorded in the minutes of today's Select Committee as well as the report of the bill. I'm going to hand you a copy with your permission, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's in order. So, honorable members are saying, in fact, there are areas of amendment that they are proposing on the bill. So can we, okay, I don't want to miss, what we are doing now? You are asking me that we go page by page on the record.
Chairperson, yeah, I was just trying to facilitate and assist to avoid all of that, going line by line on each vehement. That's why I just recommended that we submit, and if you can just attach it as part of the report as to what our suggestions were,
then,
and make it easy for everybody.
Oh, then I have to ask the committee that the honorable members are moving formally that we accept some amendments to the bill, and what is the view of the committee on the proposed amendments, Honorable Mutara?
Thank you, Chair. We don't necessarily support the amendments, but we note the proposed amendments tabled by the DA. Yes. So it must. I think we've done it before, so it's not a crisis. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, I think Honourable Mutara is perfectly fine. The ANC doesn't have to support it, but we're just tabling our proposed amendments, which we're asking you to attach to the report as part of the minutes in terms of what we have recommended. That is all. Thank you.
Okay.
100%.
The report will just indicate that it
we
is
not rubber.
And then, yes, advocate.
Procedurally, Chair, if there is a proposal for amendment, there must be a mover and a seconder, and then there must be a counter motion, a mover and a seconder, and then the committee decides. Yeah. And then at the end, the report will say the following proposals were considered but not accepted.
Okay, that formal process.
Chair, I thought I was speaking to the formal process, saying that the ANC doesn't agree with the proposed amendments by the DA, but let's go through the formal, I think.
Okay, so
yes? With your permission, as Arugatau Tao has recommended and suggested, I propose the necessary amendments to be included in the bill.
I second.
Okay.
I oppose, Chair, of the inclusion or of the proposed amendments.
Okay, Honorable shall second. Honorable, okay. You are noted accordingly, Honorable Members. I think the SLE is capturing appropriately that there was a mover to amend and it was seconded and there was objection to the amendment by the committee. Okay. Thanks very much, Honorable Members. Now, it means that's the consideration of the adjustment. Any matter on the adjustment appropriation bill? Is there any matter on the report?
Yeah,
yes, Honorable Mutashupin.
No. I accept the report. But I'm just worried, Chair. I've gone through the report. I tried to go as fast as I can. It's too detailed, and I'm not sure if you will be able to present all matters as is in the report, because the time allocated is 10 minutes, and I'm not sure if you will be able to finish the whole report. And I'm not sure what is it that we can do about it.
Okay. Honorable Tashuping, I think there are three reports, but you are right. The intention, I think, of the 10 minutes, the intention why some reports are detailed as possible is to allow members of the House to be able to make sense when reading the reports.
Yeah.
But in presenting the report, we have to do so within the allocated time. So just to give the thrust of what the report captures.
Yeah.
Yes. Thanks. Yes, Honorable Isaac.
Yes, thank you. Before you move off the item to the next one, I just want to place it on record and that the Secretariat has captured it then correctly, that the Democratic Alliance has proposed certain vehemence and adjustments to the report, and that obviously it be recorded as part of the report, and that we have the vehemence, the adjustments.
Yeah, that is in as part of the contents of the report.
All right.
Or the minutes.
Yes.
No,
it will.
No, Chair.
What? Okay, Mundara.
Chair. I think, yes, it must be captured in the minutes.
Yes.
Not in the report.
In the report
is what we are tabling now, unless they want to make, amendments to the report. Let's stick to the report first, but otherwise we can minute that the Democratic Alliance tabled whatever it is that they're going to table. Thanks, Chair.
So you agree, Honorable Isaac simply said so, members, we agree that it should be minuted.
Yes. We agree that it should be minuted, but to facilitate the meeting, let it also then be recorded that the Democratic Alliance objects to the appropriation.
Okay.
Simple. Is that clear, sir?
No.
We noted the objection which the committee rejected. We noted the objection which the committee rejected.
No. Correct.
I think it is. So, yes, Mutara?
Yeah, I think the correct way of putting it here is that the committee adopts the report and notes the DO objection.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
right.
we don't note their objection.
In the report.
Yes.
Without.
They object to the report. So the mm-hmm. report is adopted with... Mm-hmm. Noting the objection. Thank
very
you.
Well.
The DA object.
No, we don't have a problem.
And the requirements and the will be then attached to the minutes.
It doesn't mean when you raise it 10 times, it will appear 10 times.
I wanted to clear it with your permission.
Yes.
End of story.
Permission
granted. Okay.
I'm not sure if. I'm speaking under correction. Can we really minute anything in the minutes that has been objected to?
Of course.
No, it doesn't make sense. Because if we've got, then it means individual opinion in a meeting must always be captured. Because it is the majority that decide, and we persuade each other on a particular area and agree.
The minority chairperson has placed on record its objection, and it's been recorded.
Honourable Member,
complication.
Let's not do this thing because we're doing the exercise that is provided. It's right to ask clarity. It will be minuted as it is provided for in the rules that we note. Thanks. Let's go to the second report, honorable members. Okay. Because honorable members, can we see by show of hands those that first, those who support the amendments, DA, those who reject the amendments to the bill?
Who?
Hey, you're confusing.
No, I want us to vote. Okay, advocate, help me to say this thing. You know, it's very simple thing. Very clear. Good.
We voted no, they are voting yes.
Alright.
I think you are totally lost.
Honorable members, because there are two motions on the table, the committee must now make a formal decision which motion is carried through. Then you put it to the test. They will be voting for both motions. The one that is supported by the majority of the members, it's the decision of the committee, so that it's on record. Otherwise, if we don't do it that way, then the decision taken by the committee will be in question.
What is
suggested?
Do you respect the
honorable Mundar?
Okay, I move then in support of adopting the report as tabled.
The mover that the report be.
I support the motion.
The motion is supported. Thank you. The motion is supported. We know the objection of the DA. Not on the entire bill, on some.
What on, the
on the report, we have objected on the report.
On the report.
And we have subsequently also given our vehemence and alternatives that we proposed, which is not recorded.
Okay, yes, Mutar.
Okay, there's two things here. We are dealing, that's why I said to you, we are dealing with the report. Is the DA objecting to the report? Because the report clarifies the process, the findings, the whatever the, so are they are objecting on the bill?
Yes.
I think yes. I'm saying many things.
No.
You when I ask.
Okay.
Let's.
Don't show them.
Okay. What my understanding, honorable Mutara, is that the DA objects to the report because the report says that the committee adopts the bill without amendments. So they are rejecting
everything.
Objecting the report.
Everything.
Yes. So we note it as such. Because honorable Mutara Blanche, have you submitted? Yes, okay, thanks. So it's clear, members.
Thank you. It is very clear, and I thank you for
much.
Educating many of the
thank
other
you.
Members.
No. Isaac, thanks. Okay. Thank you.
Now
let's go to item two.
Consideration of the finance bill is a short-term report.
One
thing. Finance bill.
All members agree with the finance bill.
Yeah.
Good progress.
No, person, please look at me.
Okay, I'm looking at you.
No.
Don't just rubber stamping things here. Yeah.
Well, Chairperson, please record that the Democratic Alliance objects to the finance bill B21-2016. Thank you so much.
What is this rubber stamping?
Okay, is there another view in the report, Honorable Shah?
I propose adoption of this report, Chair.
Is there a second that the committee adopt the report?
Yes.
Okay, then the committee agrees that the report be adopted, then we'll note accordingly. And then consideration of the draft report on medium-term budget policy statement, MTBPS. Quite the report, I think, Honorable Mutla Shuping referred to. What's your... Very good report, doesn't help me to say we move
Okay. Do we move that the report be adopted?
I move.
Yes. Honourable, thanks very much. So the report, MTVPS report, is carried through.
Unanimous. It must be voted.
Okay.
Unanimous.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
Who seconded? Mr. Shubi.
No.
Thank you.
Check.
All right.
I like her, you know.
Okay.
She's my friend.
Just because she has a time.
Then, honorable members, honorable Kayla, we go into item 6, consideration of draft minutes of the following meeting, 29, 1st December and the 2nd December.
Can I just ask?
Yes, honorable.
Just ask with due respect to your person. We're on point number 6.
Number 6, yes. On the minutes.
Yes. Can we just slow it down a little, Chairperson?
Okay, the first set is 29 November.
Thank you. Just one second, Chairperson. We've recorded our thoughts here.
He's aging, Jay.
Yeah, I am.
It's on final Mondays.
Final Mondays.
Chairperson, I move that we adopt the minutes of the 29th of November.
Okay, Honorable Sargent.
I second.
Thanks, Honorable Dara second. Okay.
On the
1st December? On the 1st December?
Let's give him the opportunity to move.
Honorable Shal moves.
Chairperson, I second Honorable Shal to be.
Okay, thanks very much, Honorable Shal. On the 2nd December?
White guy.
Okay.
I'm glad that it came from him and not from me.
On the 2nd December,
Honorable Gayla moves. Who was absent?
No.
Gayla.
No.
Gayla was with you at the
Honorable Mutara Blanche moves.
I second.
Honorable Mutara. Second, hey,
boy man.
You are just
a...
I know
you
think.
Honorable members, if there is no any other matter, this brings us to the end. Okay, Honorable Tashupi?
Yeah, I appreciate the fact that you thanked all of us. Perhaps we should also, you know, pass our regards to the two chairpersons as members of the committee.
Who's regards?
And say that you must have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. Have a good time with your family. Despite the fact that I'm a little bit disappointed, yesterday the co-chairpersons of the Joint Standing Committee on Defense invited us so nicely. I was expecting the same invitation for us to close nicely, but it's fine. It helps to say thank you.
Honorable members, as I think I indicated, we really depend on one another to carry our work through in Parliament. Our multi-party democracy and remaining loyal to what our constitution enjoins us to do, it really expects us that we stand credible and represent the interests of our people in this assembly, in our assembly of the people, parliament. And I think, honestly, all of us must have a restful festive period, and we really must enjoy time with our families, and also do our public representative task from time to time, where we always to be of assistance to the people. So thank you very much for the efforts you put in us being able to deliver the work. And out of constructive criticism, we can only grow better to do much more qualitative work. And therefore that will make our work to be recognized by those we serve. How we measure progress that we're making is through the qualitative change of the lives of the people out there, not through boardrooms. Thank you very much.
Long live the chair.
Long live
the chair. Then you are so used to good food because
no,
this is
no
good food.
Not
and so you want more than that.
What for the beef?
This is good food. And Mutara also is celebrating her birthday every day. So, good. Thank you, Estelle. Thank you, Advocate Dow.
Thank you.
You've been living on a farm and.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You wanted to
say?
These two party animals. The two party animals in the.
Oh, Isaac, I think you can make a parting shot.
Just do it.
Who is here?
Zacharias is here.